Blog Talk Radio.
This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. Thank you so much for joining us on today. Amen. Truly, God is amazing. He is so wonderful. And we want to just come before him. We come, first of all, to his scripture in Matthew chapter 7. Verse 7 says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So with everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets." Amen. We praise God for his word. We are going to go on and to our prayer time. Amen. Because we know that this is the time that the Lord has set aside for us. Amen. To pray about the kingdom, to pray about seeds being planted in hearts and minds, the seeds of the gospel, the seeds of Jesus. He is the word made flesh. Amen. It says that in the book of Revelation written on him, it says the word of God. Amen. And he is, amen. He said, the bread of life. And praise his holy name. We can go come into the presence of the Lord and with our prayers and petitions. And God will give us. We ask, we receive. We seek, we find. We're going to knock so the door will be open. Let us go to our God in prayer. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, God, God, we praise you. God, we thank you. God, we magnify you, God. There is none like you. You are mighty. You are great. You are wonderful. Lord, we are in your presence always, God, mindful that you say you will never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, Lord God, your mercy is great. It is wonderful. You are mighty. Oh, God, we praise you in the beauty of your holiness, and we have the victory. We have success in you. God, help us, your servants, to be obedient to your will, obedient to your voice, to walk out our faith in spirit and in truth, because those who worship you must worship in spirit and in truth. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come, first of all, lifting up the body of Christ, your people, your sheep of your pasture. Father God, that we will be so sensitive to your spirit. We have eyes opening and hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, because God, all around us, we see things happening on the news and taking place that you said that we would know that these are the beginning of times of birth pains of the coming of you, Lord God, to send the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray, God, that we'll be full of your spirit, filled with your love, God, for each other, most of all, love for you. Oh, God, and we will be spreading this gospel, the good news, because we know it's your will for none to perish, but all to come to repentance. So we pray in, God, you, Lord of the harvest, send forth these laborers, God. God, send them, God, to the highways and byways, compelling those, God, that who would hear the Spirit of the Lord to come on in and be a part of the kingdom, because there's going to be a great forever and ever living in eternity with you. Hallelujah. Praise your name. So we pray, oh God, for those who are in darkness will come to the marvelous light. Those who are in the valley of decision will make up their mind, because, oh God, there's no middle of the road. They are either going to be for you, or they're going to be and be in your presence and be called your child, or they're going to be against you, Father God, and face the eternal separation away from you in the place you call hell. And God, it's not your pleasure to send anyone, oh God, or you do not take pleasure in the death of the wicked. No, God, you want all to come to repentance. That's why you are long-suffering. You are patient with all of us, oh God. Oh, Father, and you give the good gift of repentance unto us. And I thank you, Father God. Let us live that way. Let us think that way. And let us plant seeds into others that they too can receive your gracious forgiveness. Hallelujah. Your gracious salvation found in one name, one person, your only Son, Jesus Christ. The name that you've given above every name, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. God, I thank you that we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and that is the same way that the prophets were treated. And you told us that we're blessed. And so we pray for the persecuted. We will stand firm, God, and on faith. We will stand firm on your word and on the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And, oh, Father God, in that, God, we will have the endurance that you give, the persistence that you give, and you be able to enable us to be consistent. Oh, God, by your spirit, not by our power, might, but by your spirit. Hallelujah, your power, oh God, you are keeping us. Father, we thank you right now. We pray, oh God, for those missionaries already, God, all over the world, Gospel Asia, or all over Africa, Kenya, Grace Point Ministry, God, the different ministries, Lord God, you are keeping and you are protecting, and God, you are strengthening, and you bring in deliverance, and you are rescuing us from every harm and danger. God, to you be the glory. God, to you be the praise. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that, hallelujah, God, that those who are sick, God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are a healer. You heal us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. You healing cancer, diabetes, mental anguish, and mental abuse, and effects from being abused, God, of violence. And, God, you are able to heal, totally heal. By the wounds of Jesus, we healed, oh, God, that you are a restorer. You bring deliverance. You bind our wounds. You heal. You speak a word, and those infirmities are gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. Whatever provision is needed, God, whatever provision is needed, you have already provided on your mountain. Oh, God, and you own a cattle on a thousand hills. And, oh, Father God, there's nothing that is too hard for you. Your arm is not too short to save. We bless you. We thank you. You are a mighty God. We say again, hallelujah, which is the highest praise. God, we pray for our children and our youth. Oh, God, this you said, do not hinder the little children that come unto you, for the kingdom of heaven is made of such as these. So I pray, God, that every hindrance that would try to get in the way of reaching the children, you will be moved in the name of Jesus. Move those hindrances, move those obstacles, because, God, you care, you are, you love the children, you love the youth. And so we pray, oh, God, in a mighty way, hallelujah, God, that they will be edified, they will be built up, they will be protected in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all Israel be saved. We pray, God, for this recent incident there. God, you will encourage those who were affected. You will give peace and healing in the name of Jesus. God, we also pray for those affected by earthquakes in the different places that you said would take place. We pray for their encouragement. We pray for the believers in Christ to come to assistance and show the love of Christ, and that many hearts will be touched and call on the name of Jesus and be saved. Oh, God, to you be the glory and to you be the praise. Father God, we are praying. We are asking. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your energy. We thank you for your guidance, your leadership. We thank you, God, that the obstacles move out of the way, your people, oh, God, because today is the day of salvation. The enemy doesn't want, God, for your word to go forth and for those in darkness come out of light. But, God, help us, God, by your power, how you're the one who parted the Red Sea and the Israelites walked across. But when their enemies try to follow, you cause the sea to close over them, and they will wash it away, oh God. So we know you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And so, God, we worship you. We bow down before you. Your throne of grace and mercy is our prayers come before you as a sweet-smelling incense into your nostrils. Hallelujah. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors, and we are overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Oh, God, we thank you that they're being set free. Captives are being retrieved. Plunder is being retrieved. All for your glory, all for your kingdom, and all for your praise. Oh, God, thank you for blessing and keeping us. To you be the glory and praise. You give us peace. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God, saints. Thanks for joining me this morning in agreement with prayer. Listen, agreement where two or three are gathered in his name. There he is in the midst. Be blessed. Go with God. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. Praise his name.